Jody, when you see people doing recipes on social media, do you ever try them? Or do you save them or anything?
Yes, I save. I'll take a screenshot and then I'll go back and get it if I actually, but sometimes it's just like, save that. And it goes away. It goes into the trash eventually.
I'll go through my Gmail. It's like, I don't remember. I'm not going
to
be interested
but
in that.
It sometimes will spark you to try something else in the kitchen yourself. Yeah. Maybe not on point with the recipe, but I'll throw that in for fun.
Yeah. I've been looking at Smash Burger tacos lately. Everybody's posting them on TikTok. And if you don't know what they are, you know what a Smash Burger is, right?
Yes.
You put it on the grill and you smash it till it's paper thin so that it cooks like, has that crust around the edge.
Ah, yes.
So good. So a smash burger taco is you put the meat down there in the ball, you put the tortilla on top of it, and then you smash it down so that the half on the grill gets charred, the other half just cooks, and then you turn it over after it's charred, and your taco shell, your tortilla will cook
a little crispy,
and it'll pick up a little of that juice from the burger.
Oh, wow.
And then you take it off, and it's smash burger taco,
and
you just put whatever you want on it.
What? Oh, you did this?
Oh, and you put cheese on it, too, while it's on the grill so it can melt.
Oh.
But then when it comes off, you put your onions and your, you know, stuff you would put on a burger or a taco.
Taco.
Lettuce, tomato.
Did you eat yours more like a taco or more like a burger?
More like a taco, but I only did the onions and cheese. I didn't do the tomato and lettuce, and it was so good. Now I understand what these people are raving about.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I made those. And, oh, my God.
That sounds like something you would like, Murph.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And there's no prep either with the burgers because you just throw them on there and smash them.
Yeah,
and
how flat do you make it?
As flat as you can.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I had one of those medium-sized tortillas, not the big giant burrito kind, but the next one down, and it was kind of filled up with the meat because you smash it down enough.
What do you smash it with?
A big old cast iron smasher.
Oh.
They sell those.
I didn't know that.
Or you use a giant flat spatula, whatever you have handy.
Oh, I didn't know that there was a giant cast iron smasher.
Do I have to have an outside grill for this?
No,
or
no.
Just even in the pan of grilling
it? In the pan,
it?
Yeah. You can do it on the stove as long as you got a big enough cast iron.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Of course, on the stove, you're going to be making one at a time.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
Outside on the big grill, you know.
Make, smash, smash,
everybody.
Smash,
oh,
smash.
Wait, it's just me here.
It's like whack-a-mole. Okay. Yeah. So can we add your smash burger tacos to our Cinco de Menu this
week?
Sure.
I think
that's
a good one.
Not really a recipe, but it's a method.
It's a method.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. Okay, cool. Go get this method and all the other good recipes, Cinco de Menu, at murphysamandjody.com.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, I'm going to introduce you to something called Senior Year Sadness. Sam, you mentioned yesterday that this week is the last week of school for your twins. And it's the same for our girl, our youngest, Phoebe.
It snuck up on
Murphy,
me.
Our daughter.
Maddie's school, you get an email like every Sunday, like, here's what's up this week and what happened last. And this one was like, okay, it's the final week for seniors and then testing the following week. And I was like,
whoa,
it's here? I was supposed to get a warning.
Yeah, I think you get so used to the fact that the school year ends a couple of weeks later if you're not a graduating senior, right?
Right.
So you forget.
And so what's interesting, though, I don't know if you guys think, when you think back to when you were in that spot, that very pivotal place in life where you were about to be done with school, with high school, and you just cannot, you're coming apart at the seams. You cannot wait to bust out. You're going to burst into song like High School Musical or Grease when you get out of there. But Phoebe, we've always said she's an old soul.
Yeah.
Do you know that she's been talking to me about being a little sad about it too, and that being a conflicting feeling of I'm ready for summer and I'm so ready to be done with school. You know, high school has been hard. She started her high school year with having to be sent home for COVID and learn, you know, online,
virtually.
And it was hard. And so this diploma is hard, has been hard won.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's just interesting that I don't remember having any sadness for leaving high school is what I'm saying. But she has both joy and sadness, she's aware of it.
It was sad because you realize that there are some people you're not going to see ever again. I mean, your close friends, yes, you'll see them on and off.
Yeah.
But they're the group of kids that were like, yeah, you were friendly with them in school. And, you know.
Right.
But there are some guys I haven't talked to in years.
Yeah, it's like running with a pack, you know. I mean, what you get used to every day seeing somebody, it becomes a little like family. You're spending so many yes. hours at school.
But I don't remember having those thoughts. I remember I couldn't wait to get out. I was so excited to get out. And to be honest, I have seen a lot of people still. Maybe not on the daily.
Yeah.
You know, but you'll run into somebody in Target. Sure will.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
I'll tell you about the King Charles documentaries you can dive into this week right before he becomes officially King Charles.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Powered by State Farm.
This is the week that King Charles has his coronation, and there is debuting today on Paramount Plus a documentary called King Charles, The Boy Who Walked Alone.
He's actually one of the most emotional people I've ever met. The Queen missed Charles's childhood. He often told about hoping for a hug, and she just holds out her hand.
Charles, a sensitive young man.
All right, listen. This is about people around him, about his life, about his past, who he actually is, despite what the world thinks of him. Apparently, he's a very sensitive person.
Uh-huh. Now, well, I mean, that was my takeaway from us watching The Crown, and I know
that has nothing to do.
Oh, you mean reality.
I know. I understand that, but he was. Remember how sensitive he was? He was heartbroken to be sent to boarding school.
Yes.
He was.
I think all children are sensitive people. Mm-hmm. So, listen, he was a child once. He's not now. There's another one. Anyway, that one debuts today on Paramount Plus, and that's more tabloidy because it's other people telling the stories, ex-girlfriends and people that have been following that family forever, and they have some insight for sure. But there's one also that's been created called Charles in His Own Words.
Okay.
That documentary is a National Geographic, and they actually interview him for it, and it's already premiered. You can get it streaming now. So if you want to know a little bit more about the King of England, this is the week for King Charles.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody, there is one glaring thing you left out of your Facebook Live from last week, and so we have to talk about it.
In case you missed Jody's Facebook Live on Friday night, you can always go back and watch it, you know, on demand. And be sure to follow us on Facebook. You'll get a notification every time Jody does go live.
I didn't watch it live, but I did watch it on my schedule.
Oh, cool, Sam.
And
did you see Phoebe in her dress?
Yes, but I noticed the glaring thing that you left out of it.
I know. I
an update
horrible.
On the osteo.
I was supposed to give an update on the osteoporosis, which was a surprise diagnosis that I got in January of this year. And then I started treatment in February. It was a surprise to my doctors, like that I have this because I'm a little young for this sort of diagnosis. And they're like, that's why you need to start treatment now. And they could not find any reason why. It's in my history, my family history or whatever. It's why they did the bone scan. The update is a couple of things. I do have another appointment with my specialist this month, Murphy. I bet you didn't even know that.
I
don't think we're going to do a scan again for a while.
Okay.
We have to let the treatment start taking effect, the treatment I had in February, an infusion.
I'm glad you have the follow-up, though.
Yes. The pieces of whatever, the update is that one of the things they told me right off the bat was like, okay, so now that you know you have this, you need to be taking your calcium and vitamin D every day, which I wasn't doing. So I am doing that. They said, you need to add some light weight training. So the first couple of weeks, I was so gung-ho.
Light weight training or lightweight training?
Training for lightweights?
Yeah.
No, weight training with just lightweights.
Gotcha.
And I had a whole system down, and I would blare Lady Gaga and do it. And I hate weights. Being honest, I love yoga and I love to walk the dogs and run, but I hate weights.
See, and I love the weights part. The cardio is the part that I have trouble keeping
up with. And everybody's different.
Isn't that wild?
So if I ever tell myself I'm going to do weights, I'm always lying to myself. And sure enough, 3-4 weeks in, I was done. But I know I need that. So I've added instead where I do hot yoga, I've added an ISO class every week, once or twice a week.
What's that?
Isometric exercise.
Oh, okay.
You can Google
it. Didn't know if it was
basically
that they isolated you from everybody else.
No, it's like weight resistance training with your body's own weight.
Gotcha.
Okay, yeah.
So that's what I've added. And it's just amazing to me to have something like this that you cannot feel. I don't feel bad, but I am high risk for fracture. So get a scan.
Stronger muscles will help you with that.
It's true.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, First Republic Bank customers don't really have to sweat it, even though it was the third biggest American bank fail in history. The money is safe. First Republic Bank was taken over by the government, FDIC, and then sold to JP Morgan Chase.
Yeah, the customers are cool, but anybody that invested in First Bank is out of luck.
Yeah, that's something for them to sit down with their, I guess, attorneys and financial people and figure out. But if you, if you're a customer, I mean, you'll be getting an upgrade when
your deposits are protected by the FDIC.
Right? If you drive through, it'll just be a different sign.
Yeah.
Number two, the Writers Guild of America is officially on strike. It's a lot of writers. And picketing is actually expected to begin this afternoon
really?
At places like Netflix's Hollywood offices, CBS TV City, Disney, and Universal. The last time this happened, it lasted like 100 days.
Yeah.
So coming up in an outsider, Hollywood outsider, I'll tell you what that means for entertainment, because it does affect things that start today, actually. And number three, they do this at this time of the year, right along with Nurses Appreciation. Today is National Teacher Appreciation Day. Students are ready to bust out.
Yeah.
Testing is happening, but also make sure you give some love to teachers who give you love every day.
Three things for you to know today.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
Great way to start the food dude today. Pizza!
Love pizza.
Woo-hoo! Pizza Hut's introduced cheesesteak, a new cheesesteak pizza and cheesesteak melt.
Okay, good. I'm out.
Why?
Cheesesteak.
You don't like cheesesteaks?
I thought that was one of your favorite Domino's pizzas. That's yours. But our oldest daughter, Taylor, loves
that one,
the Philly steak one.
Yeah, that was so good.
It's almost like the fettuccine style. What am I saying?
Alfredo
sauce. It's a white sauce.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Sirloin steak strips, Alfredo sauce, bell peppers, and onions.
Ooh.
And it's,
good.
By the way, I don't need it. Today's the first day you can get that at Pizza Hut. Thursday will be the first day at Papa John's. You can get the new Doritos Cool Ranch Papadilla.
Oh.
Hello.
Man, you are going to have a big week, Sam.
Explain that one to me again.
Okay. A papadilla is kind of like a calzone or quesadilla.
Okay.
That's where they're at. Papadilla, quesadilla.
All right.
Yeah, it's like they take the pizza crust and fold it over.
Okay.
Chicken, beef, steak, or whatever you want on there. And it's the outside is dusted with the Cool Ranch stuff.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Man.
And
if
you want, you can just go to the grocery. DiGiorno's now has new loaded ultra thin and Detroit style pizzas.
Wow.
Ultra thin being that crispy kind and Detroit style being the square, thick kind.
Okay.
There's no such thing as bad pizza.
No, there's not.
Even one that you don't like.
All I know is all the stuff in the frozen section, it doesn't taste like when I was growing up frozen pizza.
I know. Yeah. That pizza that we had growing up, it all tasted the same.
Oh, yeah, it was cardboard and whatever.
But we were happy to have it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was Friday night.
A treat.
Yeah, right.
General Mills, get this one. We've had so many weird cereals lately. All the little Debbies are being made into cereals. How about Kit Kat cereal?
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
A part of a balanced breakfast.
Cool.
It's just Kit Kat cereal. It tastes like Kit Kats.
Does it have real bits of Kit Kat in it?
I mean,
no,
it just tastes like little square things, but they taste like Kit Kats.
Okay.
Fritos barbecue. You know barbecue Fritos?
No.
You've never had barbecue Fritos? Oh, barbecue Fritos have been around since Fritos.
Yeah.
No.
Back in the days where you had two extra flavors, barbecue and sour cream and onion.
Pretty much
your only choice.
Well, now we got Flamin' Hot Barbecue.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to try that one for a little while. And Oreos is bringing back the S'mores Oreos for a limited time.
Well, they're hot.
S'moreos.
Oh, that's funny.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 7:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Coming up next, though, the relic that Murphy brought home that I used as a flower vase on the way. Connect with us anytime or just jump in, 877-310-4MSJ.
Social media connect.
For our Instagram and Facebook pages, I posted a picture of my sunflowers. I love sunflowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I had bought some at a grocery store, given them to Phoebe for a final performance at school last week. And then she gave them right back to me and said, Mom, can you bring these home and put them in some water? Winning!
Yeah.
Winning. Anyway.
Oh, so you give her the flowers you like.
She's kind of she's kind of used to them coming right back.
Learned that the long way, the hard way. So anyway, my favorite thing is that I'm, you know, I'm moving a million miles an hour, and I pull this vase out from under the bottom of the sink, and I'm like, I don't remember seeing this vase before, but whatever, I must have gotten flowers from it or something. Stick the sunflowers in it, and Murphy's like, oh. You used my mom's old Red Lobster glass.
Well, I thought, like, I was like, yeah, right. That's the lighthouse version right there.
And then I look, and sure enough, it says Red Lobster.
Now, I don't know if Red Lobster still does. What do you call those kind of glasses? Limited edition? I know what they are.
Well, I got a name for them, but
they're souvenir glasses.
Oh, souvenir.
My mom always, that's one reason we went to Red Lobster a lot. Was because, you know, not for the endless shrimp, but for the mixed drinks that you would get in the glass. And then you'd get to keep the glass.
Mm-hmm. Angie says from our Facebook page, I had a couple of those. The lighthouse drink was yummy.
Yeah.
Kimberly said, my mom had a dozen of those. Thanks for the memory. I had not thought about them in years. Funny. Paula says, the sunflowers looked beautiful in the repurposed Red Lobster glass. I didn't mean to, though. If I'd have known that was a Red Lobster glass, you know me.
Well, I thought when you put it out, you were going to just spin that part around, you know?
I didn't think of that.
What
now
was the
it
lighthouse
means,
drink, anyway?
The glass looks like a lighthouse.
Yeah, I guess it was some tropical drink. Oh. I don't know. I mean,
it's a clever name.
They had a couple of different versions, and we had a couple of them. Did both of them survive?
No. We have one vase.
So
I call it
what
a
happened.
Vase.
Did my brother and sister get rid of the other one then?
Oh,
that we
so
found
sad.
Them cleaning out my dad's house. That's when we found the Red Lobster glasses.
Celeste sent a picture of it on eBay. Vintage lighthouse Red Lobster drink. $9.99. We can get $10 for that thing.
Yeah, that's why we didn't sell it, actually.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider, powered by State Farm.
Hollywood writers are on strike. Writers Guild of America, they are on strike now. And so what does that affect? TV and movies, but they're striking because of streaming being such a big force in entertainment. And streaming doesn't give as many episodes, or maybe it doesn't pay as well, and they are looking for better pay. So where does this affect you if you like your shows? Well, it starts with late night shows. Like The Tonight Show. You know what late night shows are. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert,
Jimmy Kimmel, Seth
Meyers, they're all stopping.
Well, Corden doesn't have to worry.
Corden got out right in time, right?
Yeah.
They're all going to stop work right now in support of their comedy writers. So it's not confirmed yet either, but this weekend's edition of SNL,
mm-hmm.
supposed to be hosted by Pete Davidson. But they've lost their writers as of today as well.
Yeah.
Those writers are expected to start picketing today. The last time there was a writer strike in Hollywood, it lasted about 100 days. And you better believe if you're jonesing for your favorite shows, you were looking for it and waiting for it.
Some of the serial-type shows or the weekly shows are still going to continue for a little while because there's scripts in the can.
Right.
You know, they can do the production part because the scripts are already there.
But a daily show, a nightly show is constantly needing to crank out content, and they're not able to. So Seth Meyers says he stands behind those demands.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
I'll let you know why Murphy and Jody had to call me, of all people, for a fashion question.
Taking Murphy shopping for a tuxedo proved to be interesting. And sorry,
I had a good time.
I know.
I enjoyed myself. I really did.
I'm sorry that we had to bother you, Sam. But here's what. We're going to a gala coming up this month, the Gracie's Gala, and we all have to dress to the nines.
It's Beverly Hills. We got to look pretty.
We do. I have my gown. I'm underway. I'm excited. Yeah, so
you say that like
guys.
We belong there, Sam. You know?
No, we don't.
So, Sam, you right off the jump, you went and
hey, I got my tux a couple weeks ago.
And you let us know that it is?
Blue.
Right.
Right. And how long do you have to return it?
Okay, wait. We start shopping, and Murphy starts looking at what's right now,
I am not a fashionista.
I know that,
and so I didn't know whether to get a notched collar or a shawl collar. I kind of like that shawl look, but it also makes your shoulders look rounded. At least on me, the dude's picture that I saw, I'm like, I want to go notched.
I don't know what shawl collar means.
No, but the big question being, You kind of wanted a blue suit, remember?
Oh, that's right. And I remember Sam saying something about, well, I think Sam got a blue suit.
I know Sam got a blue one.
It wasn't powder blue.
No, it better not be powder blue, or I won't claim you. But.
And a ruffly shirt.
The third time, Murphy was like, look at this blue. And granted, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm just imagining you two looking like twins.
Yeah.
What happened is I'm looking at the little book brochure they're showing me in the store. Jody gets Sam to send the picture, you know, of
like,
what he's
wearing. Please send me what you're wearing.
And it's the same thing. It's that dark blue with this sort of black trim.
Yeah.
And it looks great. It really does. But I am so glad you gave us the heads up, because the last thing I would want to is we both show up in a room and go, oh, great.
Who are the two idiots?
Or like looks like a wedding party or something.
Yeah.
You know, we happen to be...
We're here for Jody.
We happen to be going, but I don't want you to dress alike. But anyway, we pretty much have decided on black for you, Murph.
Yeah. Man,
classic black, good.
Classic black, but with some flair.
Yeah, I'm going to be adding some flair.
Yeah, we are.
Lord.
Coming up next...
Jody has three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the military is once again tracking a mysterious high-altitude balloon. It was first spotted this weekend over the coast of Hawaii.
This is a Chinese balloon again?
They say no. They're not sure. They're not clear who owns the balloon, but they do say, officials are saying, it's not being controlled by a foreign source. It's weird. So about 36,000 feet above the ocean. It's not flying over any defense infrastructure. Nothing
yet.
Sensitive or worrisome, but they're
Does it
watching
have
it.
Ears on it? Did it maybe come from Anaheim?
Don't do it. Number two, having too many computer tabs open on your computer, or your phone, not a good idea.
Oh,
it stresses you out. Just like actual clutter in a room would stress you.
Yeah,
it's digital clutter. And so work on it. Like, have a maximum number of tabs to keep open to keep your mind more free.
I understand that.
They've done studies on it. Like, close some tabs. And number three, Canadian folk singer icon Gordon Lightfoot passed away. Sundown, you better take care. He died in a Toronto hospital. He was 84. And he ushered in the folk music movement.
Yeah.
And he was so special, right?
Very good writing.
No kidding. And just a soothing sound.
Three things for you to know today. She's been looking.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Progressive Insurance.
Well, as we expected, Aerosmith has announced the end of touring. The Peace Out Tour will start in September. It will end in January, and then that will be it for touring for
the
guys.
Quick.
Yeah.
September to January is not that long of a tour.
Doesn't mean they're not going to go to Vegas and do like a residency. It's just the touring will be over with. The opening act, some guys named the Black Crows. You heard of them?
Whoa!
That's big.
Yeah.
That's really big.
Now, the way they announced it is they put out a two-minute video, a breaking news video that they put together with celebrities all through it. You're going to hear Bill Burr and Dolly Parton in this clip.
I'm buying a flight home right now.
Americans are waking up to earth-shattering news.
What is that?
You just have to say a prayer.
It's clear something is wrong with the world today. We don't know what it is.
Did you make that?
They have little clips where they jump over to interviewing, and Dolly's in it, Kelly Clarkson, Slash is in this, Eminem, all these people. I can't believe it. Ringo is in this one.
That's fun.
It's really.
What a great way to announce a tour.
It's really kind of cool. And then, by the way, Steven Tyler comes in at the end saying, just for all the people wondering, is this real?
And if you think we're joking, dream on.
Okay, got it.
Okay, he's got to stay healthy for this.
Well, yeah.
He's got to stay healthy for this. I hope that he and everyone does.
Now, Ed Sheeran, we know he's got the big stadium tour coming, but he's added another tour on top of it.
Just dancing with my eyes.
He's going to be doing theaters, like 2 dozen theaters, about 14 theaters, while, like, in between dates on the stadium tour. Like, if he's got a few days off, he's going to go play a theater here and there, like the Ryman or the Shrine Auditorium L.A. Of course, this week he's back in court Wednesday. Tomorrow, the sum of it all, that 4-part Disney Plus documentary comes out. And then Friday, the new album Subtract comes out. And by the way, that theater tour is going to be called the Subtract Tour.
Nice.
You know,
so
not,
much
not
going
like the
on.
Big tour, which is the Mathematics Tour.
Yeah.
And the Subtract Tour in the theaters, he's going to play the full album.
Nice.
That's what you get. Now, The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The voting is in for the fan voting.
Yes.
I'll give you the top three. Number three, Warren Zevon.
Yes.
Coming in at number two, a ways ahead, Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, that means.
That means Willie Nelson didn't make the top five. You're right.
I'm sorry, but does that mean George?
George is number one. Now, all this means those three,
George,
along with Iron Maiden and Soundgarden, they get one vote.
Okay.
You know, one group vote whenever the all the other rock and rollers cast their vote.
So it's not a done deal.
No.
Coming up next.
Going to give you a little peek into our kitchen. Sam, you may or may not know this. There's something that Jody refuses to keep in our cabinets and throws it away every time. That's next. You know, I was actually pretty excited to see Jody using my late mom's Red Lobster glass as a vase, you know?
I didn't know it was a glass. I didn't know it said Red Lobster.
I know. It's, you have to look pretty closely to see that it's from there. And why would you expect that we would have one of those?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
I throw away stuff like that normally.
Those are happy memories for me as a kid because, you know, Red Lobster, they used to advertise that, you know, it was a big fried shrimp night and you see the shrimp bouncing around. And then if you wanted that totally tropical drink, the best part was...
You get to keep it.
The glass afterwards. Right, exactly. Bring your Red Lobster memories home with you.
So if you bring the glass back, did you get like a discount on the refill?
I don't remember. My mom, these were my mom's thing. She, at that time when they were still drinking, you know, those were her kind of drinks. So we had two or three of those Lighthouse glasses, and I just brought it home really just to show Jody, hey, look, I wasn't even planning on keeping it. No, I wish we had.
In my cleaning up that I do, you know, when you bring a bunch of stuff home to show me and then you go to the next room, I'm like, okay, that's awesome.
I must have. Jody's not a fan of souvenir glasses, and I'm somewhere in between, you know?
When I open a cabinet to get a glass to drink, because I want to drink something, I love them. I love for them to be pretty and mostly the same.
Yeah.
Even if they're different sizes. But when I open up a cabinet and there's like plastic and writing and different sizes and coconuts and all this, it makes me want to close it and run away.
It looks like clutter?
Uh-huh.
See, for me, like when I see my Spirit of St. Louis mug, you know, it's fond memories of the Smithsonian, getting to see the Charles Lindbergh plane hanging there. You know, I like that one. And then, you know, my friend Byron gave me this really nice kind of crude pottery mug that is one of my, you know, favorites, too. I don't know if you call that a souvenir. It doesn't match anything else.
No, it doesn't. But
I love it.
It is a cool mug. When he drinks that coffee out of that, he looks like the Hound from Game of Thrones or something. Yeah. It's very manly.
Right.
You never had any of the McDonald's ones, you know, like Grimace on a glass or...
I mean...
Oh, I forgot about
those.
They
had Star Wars ones too, I think that...
Once in a great while, we were allowed to get a commemorative glass.
Yeah.
But none of them stuck around that I can recall. So no. And it's not about childhood, it's about adulthood that I want. Okay. I don't want the junk glasses anymore.
Kind of cool to have a Red Lobster glass hanging around, don't you think?
A vase, you mean.
Vase.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider, powered by State Farm.
You know, Ridley Scott is planning a Gladiator sequel, and we already know that Denzel Washington is involved, so it just sounds like it's legit from top to bottom. There's another person in talks who makes it even more today legit, and that's Pedro Pascal.
I'm going to Mandalore.
Mandalorian. He's also done, Narcos, and he's so great in everything he does, Pedro. He's in talks to join Ridley Scott's Gladiator sequel.
Well, he was a gladiator type in Game of Thrones. Of course, he lost.
Oh, that's right.
He lost that fight, but anyway.
You know what? You know why I blocked that out? Because it was so traumatic. What happened to him in Game of Thrones?
Okay. A bit of a headache.
Also have some Netflix news. Remember the series Monster, Jeffrey Dahmer?
He was like my mom.
It was so disturbing, even just the trailer. Well, Netflix is making an anthology series. There will be a new monster every year or two and examining just a different, you know, real life crime story, and they'll dramatize it. The next one will be Monster, the Menendez Brothers.
Oh.
It'll focus on those Beverly Hills brothers who killed their parents. It'll stream on Netflix next year.
Catch up on anything you miss with the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast. It is easy and free to subscribe to.
Murphy, you had me make peanut butter balls for you, lunchroom peanut butter balls, like the ones
I found
you
the
had.
Recipe you offered to put them together. Powdered milk, honey, and peanut butter.
I offered to put them together. You were like, woman, make these.
That's not true. I didn't say that.
I believe she said, Murphy, you had me make. That sounds like an order.
The conversation started with a very simple, Jody, do we have any powdered milk?
Right. I'm started. Like, absolutely not. Why would we have powdered milk?
Because so you're going to make me some peanut butter balls.
Well, look. Okay, yeah. So we made them. I brought them in. Sam, you love them, don't
God,
you?
God, they were so good.
There's some more in the fridge.
That's right. I got to go get them.
Please eat them.
They're not in a ball shape, though. They're kind of squishy.
Do you want to try the modified version, too, when we do those?
Oh, we are doing a modified version?
Yeah. We.
Well, what's that?
I guess.
What's the modified?
Not as much honey. I think it's going to be close to, even you said, man, that's a lot of honey.
It is a lot of honey, but if you're only eating one little ball, which I did, who cares?
The point of making these was for it to bring back the childhood memories.
It didn't work.
And this recipe is not that recipe, unfortunately.
No, you're the one that said it's not exact, because you always have something like that to say when anybody cooks something for you. Well, here's what's wrong with it. It's not just like the cafeteria.
I think that is different. That doesn't make these wrong. It's the recipe does not match.
I'm no lunch lady from your childhood.
I don't know what they did. Yeah.
Laura says, this is from our email at murphysamandjody.com. Laura says, maybe the recipe is the same, but they taste different as an adult. Things I loved as a kid often do not seem as satisfying as an adult.
True. That is true.
Yeah. It is true.
I guess that's why I feel like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups taste different than when I was a kid.
They don't.
I mean, they're still great. Don't get me wrong.
Tony says the peanut butter balls for our lunchroom may have been made with drier peanut butter than what you buy on the shelves today. That's probably true.
Peanut butter we were
served in school was much drier than today's peanut butter. The peanut butter I buy has like a oil on top of it, and I stir it, and then it gets all happy and smooth.
Oh, you buy that? You get that natural peanut butter?
Not natural, but it's a little oily. Oh. It's a little oily. And there are a bunch of other examples of corn syrup or Karo syrup being used instead of honey.
Hmm.
So thank you for all the peanut butter ball love.